Today's subject we're dealing with is called healing. This is God's will for all mankind. This is part two. My name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The topic we're doing today is called, number two, traditions have been put into the church to keep you bound, that is, the believer. The traditions of man have made the word of God to no effect. We read this in Mark chapter 7, verse 13. This scripture is clearly saying that when the traditions of man are put into a situation, it will nullify or neutralize the word of God. Let us now talk about traditions. Tradition says that God uses sickness to teach us. That's not true. It's a lie. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness." Verse 17, "that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." The Bible is saying, God says in his word, that he uses the word of God to teach us and not sickness and disease. Jesus also says in John chapter 16, verse 13, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you of things to come." God is saying in his scripture, Jesus is actually saying here, that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will lead you into all truth. And the word of God says that the word of God will teach you. So I'm saying to you here that the Holy Spirit and the word of God work together to teach you something. God does not use sickness and disease to teach you something, but if you use the word of God in conjunction with the Holy Spirit, you will have victory using the word of God over sickness and disease, and you will get the experience from that victory. The tradition says that God gets the glory when people are sick and they suffer. So why do people go to the doctor as soon as they possibly can to get healed? To get the glory of God removed? No, this is not correct. God gets the glory when people are healed. And this is an evangelistic tool for the evangelist when he's getting people born again. When people are healed and come out of wheelchairs, or something happens that they receive their healing, that's when people open up their hearts to Christ Jesus and the power of God and the message of salvation and become born again. The other point to consider here is if a non-believer, a person who's not born again, sees a believer suffering and they think that they have to suffer for their God, that person who's not born again will say, "If God gets glory out of you suffering, I don't want him," and they will turn away from salvation. Another tradition says that healing has passed away with the apostles, but Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever as with God. For healing to pass away, God must pass away, and God is not going to pass away. So this is a traditional lie. Tradition says that God gave the apostle Paul a thorn in the side to keep him humble. The Bible says that this thorn in the side is a messenger of Satan sent to give him a hard time. Satan is also the author of pride. The Bible says that we are to humble ourselves in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 to 7. God does not use sickness to humble us, and why would God use the author of pride, Satan, to teach a believer humility? This does not make even logical sense. Let us just read that scripture now. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 6 and 7, Paul is saying, "For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I speak the truth. But I refrain lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears me." Verse 7, "At least I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelations. A thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above all measure." Very clearly it's saying here that a messenger of Satan was given to Paul, not by God, but by Satan, and the messenger is an angel. And the main reason that he was given to Paul was because Paul was getting so much revelation of the New Testament, the devil said to the angel, basically, "Shut his mouth." Tradition says that God gets the glory when people are sick and suffer. The Bible says that when they saw the lame to walk and the blind to see, they glorified God of Israel. Let's go to Matthew chapter 15, verses 30 to 31. And reading from verse 30, "Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the mute, the maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitudes marveled when they saw the mute speak, the maimed made whole, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Very clearly we see here, the Bible says God gets the glory when people are healed and not when they're sick and they suffer. I hope now through the word of God you will see the traditions of man that appear to be godly and holy are not. Traditions will only shorten your life and make you die quicker. The word of God will extend you to the full number of your days if you follow the word of God and work with the Holy Spirit. One last comment here. The Bible said that Jesus did the will of the Father. When the leper came to him and said, "Lord, you can heal me," Jesus said, "Yes, be healed, I will." Jesus did only the will of the Father, and Jesus went around healing people and not putting sickness onto them. So we see again quite clearly in the flesh, Jesus Christ, who did the will of the Father, healed people. He didn't make them sick. Why is God against traditions? Traditions put a person or a believer in a position of being neutral. Therefore, they don't resist the sickness and disease. God is against sickness and disease. He's against the traditions of man. Thank you for being with me today. We're doing part 3 next, and the topic there will be God's will in the ministry of Jesus, part A. Thank you and God bless.